My name is Ben Greenfield, and on this episode of the Ben Greenfield Life Podcast.
But then we work also with so-called molecular frequencies. Those are frequencies derived from literally physical substances. It could be a healing plan, it could be something like frankincense, or it could be supplements, right? So if, for example, we have the so-called bio-based frequency, right? That's one of the frequencies that a lot of professional athletes actually use in combination with their quantum upgrade when they have a competition or tough practice, because it is basically, I think, almost 80 different vitamins, minerals, and organic plant extracts that are super vital for the human body. And that's the information of it. So frequency is the same as information, right? And so if you ingest a vitamin C pill, for example, what ends up in the core of the cell is not the physical substance of the vitamin C. It's actually just the information of the vitamin C. So with so-called frequency medicine, you can bypass that and you can make that information available to the cells without ingesting something.
Faith, family, fitness, health, performance, nutrition, longevity, ancestral living, biohacking, and a whole lot more. Welcome to the show. I've used it for years. It's one of my go-to nootropic blends because it's like brain food. It's vegan, it's non-GMO, supports focus and memory and mental energy. 28 research-backed nootropics packed into one teeny tiny bottle. If you've appreciated my work for the last 7 years now, you can attribute a great deal of that to this nootropic. It's called Qualia Mind. Qualia Mind. It's fueled my brain for years now, and you feel it within days. I would say within hours after taking it. You can also try it with a 100% money-back guarantee and 15% off. Here's how. Go to neurohacker.com/BGF and use code BGF at checkout. It's already up to 50% off. You get an extra 15% off the already discounted price and get to try it for 100 days with no financial risk, money back guarantee. Neurohacker.com, neurohacker.com/BGF to try Qualia Mind and get an extra 15% off. How do you like that?
All right, folks. So I think I've mentioned this on the podcast a couple of times, like mysteriously alluded to it. But I recently had somebody reach out to me and asked me if I'd ever tried this thing called a quantum upgrade on my home. And unfortunately, I had not. I hadn't even heard of it or didn't understand what it was. Still don't fully understand what it is, which is why I'm recording this podcast episode for you. But what I did was I went to a website and I selected all these different frequencies to bombard my home and my body. And I had selected one other thing, I think it was my phone with, as a part of this so-called quantum upgrade, these invisible energies that are somehow delivered to me and my abode from afar. I know this is sounding super duper like something that would wind up on the Skeptic Quack website, but just stick with me here because it's really interesting. The day I flipped it on, I couldn't sleep. The next 2 days had total insomnia, couldn't sleep at all. Woke up on the third day, went and turned the thing off on my computer browser, and meaning I logged into my Quantum Upgrade account, turned it off, and then the next night I slept. And I thought, huh, that's interesting. So then I went back onto the website and I turned it back on, but I chose slightly lower frequencies, like less powerful frequencies than I had the first few days. And not only did I sleep fine, but I had really good energy and recovery and even like better mood during the day. So after I ran it for like a week, I went back in and turned the frequencies back up and didn't experience any disruption of sleep. And I thought, gosh, there's got to be something going on here, possibly more than just a placebo effect. So I've talked about these like invisible quantum energies before on the show, actually with today's guest. We recorded a podcast like a year ago, and it was about this company called Leela quantum tech, and they produce these devices that you can use, for example, on your body, like the necklace that everybody always asks me what I'm wearing in my YouTube videos. I'll pull the necklace out here. It looks like this weird cylindrical object full of capsules, and I actually have a question for today's podcast guest about it later on. But I wear this necklace, and I've got like their hat and their shirt and their jacket that I wear on airplanes. And I've got the panel in my car and the panel up in my kitchen for doing things like charging food and charging water. We had a really interesting show where we talked about a lot of that. It was called How to Charge Any Object in Your Home or Your Body with Healing Frequencies. And we even talk about how some of these things can be used for EMF protection. So my guest on today's show has a horrifically difficult name to pronounce. It's Philippe von Holtzendorf-Fehling. Philippe, did I get that even close to correct?
Absolutely perfect with a difficult last name.
Oh my gosh.
For sure. Yes. The first name would rather be Philip, not the French way, okay. But it doesn't matter. You know, I still know who you're talking to, whether it's Phil Philippe or Philip, okay. It's all good.
Okay, I'm just gonna go with Phil. Phil with two P's. So, Philippe founded Lila Quantum Tech and Quantum Upgrade. He's a coach, he's an entrepreneur, and as we discussed in our last podcast, he's really done a deep dive into these so-called energy fields and energy healing modalities that go far beyond some of the things we might be able to visualize or the things that we're trained in classically in physics. He is a biohacker. He's a Kundalini yoga teacher. He's a father of two. He's even made it to the top eight in the tennis senior U.S. nationals and competes in tennis tournaments as well. So I'm going to link to everything we talk about, which again, I realize is some pretty far-fetched stuff, but we're going to tackle it anyways. If you go to bengreenfieldlife.com/quantum upgrade, just like it sounds, bengreenfieldlife.com/quantum upgrade. So Phil, this is going to be a fun one. I always get all sorts of questions about these invisible healing energies and all sorts of raised eyebrows as well. So you ready for this?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right. By the way, do you still play much tennis? Because that's like the near and dear sport to my heart. My family and I still play like two or three times a week.
Well, we got to meet and play then at some point. And so about a year and a half ago, I had hurt my calf really bad. I'm playing tennis, actually. And then I stopped playing for a month and a half. And then I actually ended up not playing for way over a year just because I had so much to do, so much work, and we were traveling a lot. But now I've picked it back up again, and I want to play nationals again next year. So that's one of the reasons I'm like, okay, every 5 years I'm going to do nationals if I still feel like it. And I'm really getting back into it. Actually, I'm going to play a tennis tournament this weekend. It's going to be my first tennis tournament after a very long time, and I'm looking forward to that. I'm not really so much into competing anymore. Rather, you know, showing myself what I am still capable of.
Well, where do you live? What city?
Near Santa Fe in New Mexico.
Okay. Have you caught up in the U.S. pickleball craze at all?
Not really. No.
Okay. Well, pickleball is kind of like the baby version of tennis. It's a little bit more fast moving and explosive, but that's kind of the craze up around here. And I still play pickleball a couple times a week now as well. And then there's another sport that you as a European are probably familiar with. This one is the sport of paddle, which is kind of my latest infatuation when I can hunt down a paddle court. It's kind of like racquetball meets squash meets pickleball. Have you played that one at all?
I actually have. Yeah. And I have played pickleball once, but it's a long time ago. And in our club, actually, they do have a pickleball court, actually a few pickleball courts. So it's picking up. And when we lived in Memphis for 8 years, I played a ton of tennis, but there was already pickleball, you know, I'm like, okay, I'll get into that probably, but for now I'm focusing on tennis when I have the time to do something. So
have you embedded any invisible healing quantum energies into your tennis racket?
Well, good question. I actually indeed charged it with our block technology. And it's made a difference. We've tried it with shoes, and now the latest and greatest, and we'll get into that. I don't want to talk too much about it right now. But the quantum upgrade is the way to go, actually, if you have a tennis match going on. And we'll get into that.
Okay. Oh, yes, we will for sure. How the heck do you charge up a tennis racket in one of your
quantum blocks. Like mine's big enough to put like a giant coffee mug in, but there's no way I could put a tennis racket in there.
Yeah. So first of all, I'm going to ask you if you want to have our grand block, because that's a new invention. That one is 15 by 15 by 15 inches. And it's the most powerful block we've created so far. And I'll be happy to send you one, because you can put full salad bowls in there and big plates, you know, and it's just really cool. And with that, it's very easy also to charge a tennis racket.
I know everybody's always wished they had a quantum block for charging up their salad bowl and now their tennis racket. Tell people who didn't hear the first podcast what the quantum block is.
Yeah, so the block technology that we invented and developed is really a breakthrough, because we were able to harness and concentrate pure natural quantum energy into these plates. So when you have a block, you can, you know, if anyone sees this here, you'll see it. If not, if you don't see anything, then it's about 8 by 8 by 8 inches block with three plates on the top and three plates on the bottom, or one on the top and one on the bottom. And in between there, you have a super concentrated energy field, quantum energy field, that is 100% natural, because it's the very same energy that we have in each of our cells. That's how the cells communicate. And so that's kind of like the breakthrough. Now, because the field is there when the blocks are assembled, you can leverage that sort of like a battery. And if you, you know, it has lots of different applications. So just the field itself, if you don't do anything with it, it harmonizes all EMFs in a pretty large radius, for example. And it's been scientifically shown in, I don't know, I mean, probably over 20 studies by now, and with various different testing methods. You know, you can neutralize and harmonize other destructive or harmful frequencies, whether that's in food or in water, you know, like the Emoto Institute showed that. And you can even copy frequencies. You can charge other objects, like we just talked about, the tennis racket. You could charge your shoes with it and all that kind of stuff, your silverware. There's really no limit to it. And yeah, that's it in a nutshell. It's really pure, natural quantum energy. It's nothing artificial. That's very important to understand. It's something that, you know, quantum energy is everywhere, but it's not there usually in such a high concentration. And things like EMFs, for example, they tend to suck quantum energy out of objects. And they sort of do that with us humans as well, where we get depleted of that quantum energy that we need to live. And, you know, we need water to live as well. And if you get drained of water, obviously at some point you'll feel sick, right? That's pretty much the same thing. And we'll get more into that, but that's in a nutshell what we develop.
You might need to explain this to me and my listeners, like you'd explain it to a sixth grader. When you say quantum energy, what do you mean by that?
Well, so I think we all understand, maybe the 6 year olds may not yet understand, but they'll be able to read about it, that we're about 90% water, right? But we think of ourselves as solid, and we feel that all the time, but we're still 90% water. But then behind even water and all the other matter, there's energy, right? There's, call it empty space. That's about actually 99%. So we're 99% empty space.
Do you mean, by the way, like this idea? I think Paul Check was the first guy who used this analogy with me, that like if I put my hand down on a solid table, technically there's billions and billions of empty spaces in between all the atoms that make up that solid table. So I'm putting my hand on a bunch of atoms, but technically it's not really solid from like a quantum standpoint. It's just a bunch of closely packed atoms with more space than we're really aware of in between each of those atoms, because it's on such a small microscopic level.
Yeah, that's definitely a way to explain that. And what's important, though, is that the so-called empty space isn't really empty, because there's energy in it. There's quantum energy. It's literally below subatomic. You can think of it like that. And that's kind of the key, because then the positive changes that can be promoted, you know, happen on this most fundamental level, and then can ripple through into the physical, you know, whether that's blood that optimizes or your heart rate, the things start to get these signals to become in order again and to also move to its or his, her optimal potential, because it's really not just about humans. It really is about animals and it's also plants. I don't know if anyone will be able to watch this here, but if you want, I'll show you.
Anybody who wants to see the video version, just go to bengreenfieldlife.com/quantumupgrade or YouTube or whatever. You see the video version. So go ahead.
So I'll show you this right now. So you'll be able to see this. This is like way bigger than my head. And you know what this is? This is a beet. This is a beet out of our quantum greenhouse. And it's ridiculous.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it is absolutely huge. It tastes amazing. And I just wanted to show you because it really also helps plants, because plants and animals also, if you just take EMF, for example, they're impacted as well. Right? It's not just us humans, but if you're able to harmonize that and then literally provide additional positive energy that helps to get into optimal form and optimal potential, then that's what happens. So you have plants that grow faster and grow better. You have dogs that feel better. And with the humans, obviously, we'll get into the research, because literally 99% or 98% of the research that has been done so far has been actually with actual human test subjects, which is interesting, I think. But it really is helpful for any physiological organism.
Okay, let's back this up a step, because we went from trying to define what quantum energy is to the claim that it's helpful for plants and humans, etc. But I guess the missing step for me is you explain quantum energy in that we have all of this energetic space in between all the atoms occurring on like a subatomic level. But how are you actually manipulating that space? Does that make sense? Like, mm-hmm. Are you doing something to convert or somehow change the, I suppose, what you would call the vibrations or the vibrational frequencies of all these particles or the energy in between each of these particles?
Mm-hmm. Good question. So, and I won't be able to give a complete answer to that, because that's really the only secret sauce that we don't really share. But to just give you at least a little bit about it, you know, we're not manipulating it, and we're also not doing anything to the quantum field itself, because the pure quantum energy and the nature of it, that's its nature. We're not doing anything with that. So that's really the nature of it to harmonize and neutralize anything that's destructive or harmful for life and consciousness. So that's really what it does. And we didn't do that. That is just nature, right? What we did is we found a mechanism to actually pull this energy into such a concentrated form, which we did with a bunch of super gifted healers and a team of scientists together. And now I have to leave you just with that picture on how we do that, and the exact method on how we do that I won't share, because that's really just an amazing recipe on how we do that. And you know, that's our secret sauce. We share everything else though, because to be honest, you know, in the past, if people invented excellent technologies like this, you know, they would usually try to keep it just for themselves or make people dependent on it. And that's exactly the opposite of what we do. We make the extension of our technology available to anyone that wants it and wants to use it. And yeah, so, but I can't go into more detail regarding that.
All right. I won't put you into the uncomfortable position of revealing your secret sauce, but I want to talk about this a little bit more. About 10 years ago, me and my kids took this online course. It was kind of like a Qigong course where we learned all sorts of different ways to increase our energetic frequency, to increase our energy using different twisting motions and drawing giant energy balls with our hands. It was really interesting because you could kind of feel your energy pick up as you were engaged with some of these practices. But as a part of that, we also had these glasses of kombucha. We were supposed to use brandy, but my kids were like 5. So I wasn't going to have them drink alcohol. We used kombucha, and we would place our hands around these shot glasses of kombucha and imagine,
I believe they were emotions like love and peace and joy. And this is kind of related to that Emoto Institute that you brought up, because people might be familiar with those water experiments where they would bombard water with prayer and positive feelings and positive frequencies or vibes, and the water seemed to somehow change its structure to be a more crystalline, uniform structure. And since then, they've also done other experiments that show that water seems to take on a more chaotic structure when exposed to words like hate or frequencies such as death metal. So it seems that somehow matter in the universe responds to the energies that that matter is exposed to. And by the way, am I on the right track here?
100%. Okay. And it's what you're saying is not just some thought or idea. It's really been proven over and over again, where the Emoto Institute, Masaru Emoto, was the pioneer in doing that. And it's absolutely true. Yes.
Okay. All right. So then you actually have this secret group, you know, the X-Men, I think I called them in our last podcast, of healers who you've identified as people who are able to manipulate these frequencies with great precision, who have been trained in the same way that, say, like a Reiki practitioner would train to be able to manipulate your body without necessarily touching you. You're able to harness some of the powers, so to speak, of these X-Men healers that you have in secret Batman lab locations around the globe to actually take your devices, your clothing, your necklaces, whatever, and bombard them with the frequencies that you've chosen. And then in response to that, when the clothing is worn, or when a necklace is placed around your neck, or when an object is placed in one of these blocks that produces these frequencies, it would then pass on that energetic frequency, whichever one that it's been programmed with, to the recipient, the pet, the object, the salad bowl, the tennis racket, etc.
Yeah, sort of. Just not that this team of gifted healers, actually, you know, among the absolute best in the world, are not the ones that are just putting everything in our products. That really is happening with our technology. But they would develop specific frequencies, and we work because that's so. One thing is really the pure natural quantum energy, and then the other one is that there's, you know, you can use all kinds of different frequencies in order to help bring a system that is out of balance into balance. And what do I mean with a system? Right, the whole body is a system on its own, and then you have a lot of subsystems. Like you have the heart, you know, in itself is a functioning system. You have the immune system, you have the lungs, all of that. And then you have your energetic system. And so if something is out of balance, you can bring it back into balance. And so there's all kinds of different frequencies that can be used for various use cases. So we have developed many different ones. We use, to some extent, etheric frequencies. That's where the healers actually come in, because they can literally pull these frequencies out of the ether, and then we already know what it does and what positive change it promotes. And then we go into scientific testing and can basically prove all of that scientifically. But then we work also with so-called molecular frequencies. Those are frequencies derived from literally physical substances. It could be a healing plant, it could be something like frankincense, or it could be supplements, right? So if, for example, we have the so-called bio-based frequency, right? That's one of the frequencies that a lot of professional athletes actually use in combination with their quantum upgrade when they have a competition or a tough practice, because it is basically, I think, almost 80 different vitamins, minerals, and organic plant extracts that are super vital for the human body. And that's the information of it. So frequency is the same as information, right? And so if you ingest a vitamin C pill, for example, what ends up in the core of the cell is not the physical substance of the vitamin C. It's actually just the information of the vitamin C. So with so-called frequency medicine, you can bypass that and you can make that information available to the cells without ingesting something. And we can get into that, because it's not like 100% equal at this point. Maybe that actually changes in the future, but it, for at least 90% of the people, it works better when they take physical supplements. They can then also reduce supplementation noticeably, actually. And then for 5 to 10% of the people, they can actually maintain optimal mineral and vitamin levels if they just take in the frequencies and they don't even need supplementation anymore. But for whatever reason, that's just a smaller group of people. So it's pretty cool, actually, to work with molecular frequencies.
Have you actually tested that? Like if vitamin D vibrates at a specific frequency and someone were to use some type of technology, like one of your technologies, to bombard their bodies with that same vitamin D frequency, have you actually done testing to show like blood increases in hydroxy vitamin D or anything like that?
We have not yet done any tests specifically to very specific supplementation, but there have been blood tests even in regards to broader supplementation via frequencies. So we're talking literally what you're wearing is the so-called heel capsule, right? If
this,
I'm not
this
mistaken.
Necklace, you mean?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And so that also contains, besides some, you know, self-healing powers activating frequencies, it also contains those almost 80 minerals and vitamins in frequency form, right? So those tests were done, but it was broad spectrum basically, and it was not targeted on just vitamin D. But that's really interesting, and we're very busy actually with research. That's the most we focus on research, so I'll add that to the list, because that would indeed be cool if we just focus on one of the supplements.
What did you actually test testing. With something like these broad-based frequencies? What are you actually looking at?
So that was people that were tested with the blood, and you looked at the optimal vitamin and mineral levels and what mineral and vitamin levels they had, and then they just used the capsule and stopped taking any supplementation whatsoever over a multiple month, and they were tested, I think, 3 times in a row, and they still maintain optimal vitamin and mineral levels.
Oh, okay. All right. But you don't know like which vitamins or minerals went up. You're just saying like across the board, their blood markers kind of improved when they were using these broad base frequencies that covered whatever you said, like 80 different vitamins and minerals or whatever.
Well, so, I mean, that the blood improves, that's another topic. That 100% is the case regardless. But in this specific case, it was really looked at the vitamin and mineral levels, right? And they maintained
these
optimal
to,
vitamin and mineral levels. Yes, they maintained those. But important, again, if someone just joined, so from our experience, that happens only with about 5 to 10% of the people. For the rest of the people, what happens is that the bioavailability of such substances increases significantly when you use the frequencies. And that's, you would still take supplementations, but then over some time, you'll notice that you can actually reduce the intake. And once you take them, you'll actually have a greater impact. So that's kind of what it does. And we don't know 100% why that actually is, but our assumption at this point is, from all we've seen, that if you have the pure information of these substances, you know, these vitamins and minerals available to your cells basically they recognize that in a different way than before. And so the cells can suddenly absorb these substances in a better way. So that's pretty much how we think about it.
I've used it for years. It's one of my go-to nootropic blends because it's like brain food. It's vegan. It's non-GMO. Supports focus and memory and mental energy. 28 research-backed nootropics packed into one teeny tiny bottle. If you've appreciated my work for the last 7 years now, you can attribute a great deal of that to this nootropic. It's called Qualia Mind. Qualia Mind. It's fueled my brain for years now. And you feel it within days. I would say within hours after taking it. You can also try it with a 100% money-back guarantee and 15% off. Here's how. Go to neurohacker.com/BGF and use code BGF at checkout. It's already up to 50% off. You get an extra 15% off the already discounted price and get to try it for 100 days with no financial risk, money-back guarantee, neurohacker.com, neurohacker.com/BGF to try Qualia Mind and get an extra 15% off. How do you like that?
I've never really been able to do any specific blood and biomarker-based testing when wearing the necklace or the coat or the hat or using the block or this new quantum upgrade for the home or for the body that we'll talk a little bit more about. But I do know that something's going on because I can't sleep very well when I have the necklace on. It gives me too much energy. And like I alluded to in the introduction, I had insomnia for 3 days when I first turned on the quantum upgrade. And I can't explain exactly why, but something definitely changes from an energetic standpoint when I'm using this stuff. And I read a book, you're no doubt familiar with it, by David Hawkins called, I think, Power Versus Force was the name of the book. Yes. And I believe it's in that title, although he has several books, in which he outlines how there's some frequencies that are much higher in terms of their vibrational frequencies, like peace and love and joy. And then other frequencies would vibrate at a much lower frequency and be almost energy depleting rather than energy bestowing, like anger or fear or shame. And that was interesting when I read it, again, based on some of these experiments that you've seen with people or objects or water getting exposed to positive versus negative emotions, and there being a distinct physical change that can be observed microscopically in terms of the crystalline, ordered, or the chaotic configuration of those molecules when exposed to these frequencies. But one question that I have for you is, when you're looking at frequencies or you're looking at quantum fields, is there a way to actually measure? Like, could I take vitamin D or a tennis racket or a mug of tea or my body or whatever and actually measure the frequencies, or even like a specific cell, like a heart cell? Like, can that actually be measured in terms of, like, I don't know, Hertz frequencies or some other sort of physical unit?
Well, you can measure Hertz frequencies. What you cannot measure is quantum energy. Not yet, though. I hope that within the next 5 to 7 years, we'll be able to do that. But science in that regard really plays catch up at this moment, because there's no physical tool which you can measure the quantum field, for example. Also with our blocks, you can't do that, but you can still calibrate it on the so-called Hawkins scale that Hawkins developed, right? And by the way, our products, they calibrate higher on the Hawkins scale by far and large than any other product out there in the world. And this is not even it's absolutely significant. But there's no physical instrument yet in order to do that. We hope that, and maybe we'll develop one, but hopefully also someone else, that we don't need to do that work. But what you can do, besides calibrating on the Hawkins scale, you measure the effect. So, and that's relatively easy to do because, so for example, if you have this block, you can measure your state of being in various different methods before. And then if you put your hands in there, you measure it after. And you could use a heart rate variability test. You could use blood test, you know, live blood analysis. You put it under a dark field microscope, for example. I'm happy to get more into that. You can actually now, and this is very exciting about the quantum upgrade. I don't even know if you've heard about that yet, but there have been randomized double-blind studies showing that even over distance with the quantum upgrade, we've been able to increase ATP production in human cells by 20 to 25%, which is absolutely massive. I mean, you can do maybe these 10, 11 things all together with all kinds of different supplementation and all of that, and then maybe get it up 20%, maybe 25%, but you have to do all these 11 things all at the same time. And then if you're lucky, you get that. And with this, you basically click on a button and you get it right away. So, and wound healing. And Ian Mitchell says hi here, because he actually supported
You mean Ian Mitchell, the scientist who has that Wizard Sciences company? He's been on my podcast before.
Exactly. Yes. So, so there's a professor at a university lab that has been doing wound healing and ATP cell studies since over 20 years. And that's pretty much all he focuses on in the lab. It's a university lab. And so Ian has been helping him with some of the experiments. And there were two wound healing studies now with actual human cells. And it was shown, so how it works is that the cells get scratched with a laser, basically, and then you have a control group that's not charged, and then you have a group of cells that is charged. And then it's done in a way where the one leading the experiment has no clue which is actually charged, so that it is double-blinded. And they were able to show a 100% increase in acceleration in wound healing. So basically, all the charged cells healed twice as fast as the other ones, which is quite massive. And, you know, in order to, so for the professor to go out and put his name behind that, he's always saying, well, this is just such crazy stuff, right? Because it's just with the brain, very hard to understand how this can work, right? But I mean, he's a believer now because he's seen three ATP studies now. He's seen that wound healing study, but still they repeated the wound healing study just recently, just to have it done again. And it again showed an over 85% acceleration in wound healing. And it may have been actually 100% because it actually healed overnight. And when they came back in the morning to take the next measurement, they didn't take any overnight, it was already healed. So at this point, it's somewhere between 85 to a little bit over 100% where the acceleration happens, which is quite massive. And so you can test all these things. There's a lot of other tests that can be done and that have been done already. So that's very easy to do.
Now, how did the cells that were healing faster get charged? What would you use?
That's the quantum upgrade system. So we basically, like you do it with your home, for example, or your phone, right? We have this publicly available now for cell cultures. We don't have that publicly available because probably no one would use it, right? Because no one really works with cell cultures.
I know, dude. It's my hobby. I got cell cultures all over my house. I'm not one of those people, but I get it. As a matter of fact, I went to the website and I think I had three options at the time with whatever membership I had. So I chose, I think, my home, my car, and my phone. I think those are the three like objects that I chose for this upgrade. So you're using that on these cells in cell culture. Yes. You're exposing them to these quantum frequencies, to your secret sauce, so to speak, that you've developed with these healers by learning which frequencies work and then using technology to deliver those to different items. And that's how you notice the improvement in wound healing capability.
Exactly. And so that just to also distinguish between the blocks and the quantum upgrade. So the quantum upgrade is really a much further development of a block. It starts at that technology, but it's a really a huge system. It's an analog system, though, that we connected and we were able to connect and bridge with the digital front end. And indeed, so it doesn't matter where in the world, you know, someone is or a home is, or in this case, a Petri dish or 1,000 Petri dishes, because they used actually a whole lot to make this statistically absolutely significant. It doesn't really matter. And what some people may have heard of, that the 2022 Nobel Prize was actually awarded for work on quantum entanglement. So this is not anything new or out of the ordinary that this exists and that this is absolutely possible. The breakthrough really is that we can really do it, and that it's not just a theoretical model. And we all know, okay, it can work, but it's like we can literally apply it. We can literally show it in real time. And it has actually been shown also in other randomized double-blind studies. For example, the Beza Institute in Austria ran two of those double-blinded studies with actual test persons. So in this case, it was not Petri dishes or anything. It was actual people. And they got the blood taken, and then it was, you know, shown what the baseline is. And then they got charged. And again, it was double blinded. So person, the doctor that was with the room, with the test persons in the room, had no clue what would happen, when something would happen, and if even something would happen. He only knew he had to take the blood at that point and had to take the blood again and then look at it and take pictures and all of that. And it was shown in 100% of the cases that the blood of all test persons improved significantly. So with the red blood cells actually declotting completely after even a stage one, stage two of blood clotting, any negative effects of Wi-Fi were completely wiped out and neutralized. Even the white blood cell activity and motility increased significantly, which is that's essential for the immune system. And they were able to show even two other things. So the parasitic load in the blood decreased and even cholesterol levels decreased. So it was quite phenomenal and it's very physical, right? So that's the thing. It's energy, but it really works on the physical. And that brings it back to the beginning because it works on the below subatomic level and is because of that able to promote these positive changes on all the level, including the physical.
What if I were to take like those cells in culture that have been exposed to the quantum upgrade frequencies, and then I were to put them next to like a Wi-Fi router or start to, I don't know, play death metal or say hate over and over again to them?
Yeah.
Would it negate that frequency or cancel it out and then they'd have to be recharged?
It's the other way around, actually. So let's say none of those cells cultures are charged at this point, and they're just in a room with no Wi-Fi router. And then you suddenly bring in a Wi-Fi router and put it right underneath the Petri dishes, for example, you'll see changes in the cells very rapidly, frankly. And it's detrimental. It's quite destructive to cells or blood cells. It doesn't really matter. Anything that's alive, really. And then if you were to turn on the quantum upgrade, it negates the Wi-Fi router activity, basically, and the impact it has on the cells, on the blood, etc.
Yeah, but what if I turn the Wi-Fi back on or have it running at the same time?
The higher vibrating
frequencies like override the other frequencies? Is there a rank order in terms of how this works or what?
Yes, exactly. Because the quantum field is below subatomic, and it literally harmonizes the Wi-Fi, or if it was 5G or 4G, it doesn't really matter. It's all the same thing. It harmonizes those. So yeah, in all those experiments, very important, you know, if they take a before test, then they turn on Wi-Fi as an example, and they measure what happens. You know, the blood really starts to clot, looks bad, the oxygenation in the blood goes bad, the white blood cells tend to be paralyzed and all this type of stuff. And then our quantum upgrade is turned on while the Wi-Fi stays on. Of course, it's not turned off because that would not really be showing is the technology able to harmonize, neutralize.
Right.
So it stays on completely and all those negative effects are wiped off the table.
Okay. So does that mean that if the quantum upgrade frequency is then removed, but the Wi-Fi keeps going? And what I'm getting at here is like, let's say I'm wearing this necklace and it gets bombarded with a whole bunch of Wi-Fi. My body's bombarded with a whole bunch of Wi-Fi. Do I have to like reset somehow, like put the necklace back into the quantum block charger or go and turn off the Wi-Fi and recharge my body? Is this making sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. And so the first thing is the necklace, you don't need to ever recharge it. Certainly over time, you can upgrade it and make it even stronger.
Oh, I do that. Once a week, I take it off and I put it in the quantum block that you sent me for about 2 minutes, and I put it back on. And again, I know this sounds like super fringe and kind of quack like, but and it could be placebo, of course. Even though you noted that you've done double blind studies, I can't double blind myself unless I gave it to a family member and told them to, you know, put it or not put it in the block without me seeing, and then bring it back to me and see if I notice a difference. But I notice when I put it in the block on that weekly basis, for the next few days, it feels like the energy is even higher, if that makes sense.
Yeah. However, though, you're not getting any more in it if you put it in the same block. If you put it in a higher and a stronger block, you'll get more in it. So because the capsule does not lose its power. Depends on what it was charged initially with. And then, yes, you probably had a stronger block at home. And then if you put it in the first time or a couple of times, it definitely increases it. But it doesn't lose its power, really. So you don't need to recharge that. And with yourself, like you mentioned, okay, what happens if I'm exposed to Wi-Fi, okay, and I use this technology and then it helps, it harmonizes all of that. What if I don't have access to the technology anymore and now I'm again exposed to Wi-Fi? Yeah, then over time, things start to get worse again. However, it's the staircase effect, because what the quantum energy actually does, it trains yourself to actually be able to also be in a stronger field and try to vibrate in a higher level. So in that sense, it's different from like an aspirin or an ibuprofen that you always need to take in order to get rid of your headache, but it doesn't teach you how to get rid of that headache, you know, at least to some extent on your own. And that's how the quantum energy really is a little bit different.
I've had actually a few people at my house, almost everybody I bring to my house, I'll have them put their hand inside the quantum block to see if they notice anything. There's been a couple times that people who are energy healers, like massage therapists who also do Reiki and energy work, because my house is like the island of misfit toys. I have all these random like podcasters and scientists and physicians and, you know, energy healers and therapists and stuff constantly in and out of the doors, just because that's kind of like the lion's share of my friendship community. It's a little bit odd and a little wacky around here sometimes, but they've put their hand in it and immediately withdrawn their hand and said, "What is that? That just shocked me." And they're super sensitive to these energies. Have you ever experienced something like that?
Absolutely. Yeah. So energy healers and, you know, the ones that can see energy, they see it right away and they actually use our technology. There's hundreds of such energy healers that are actually using our tech just because it amplifies their work and it also helps them because it's a high vibrational source of energy that they can work with and that they can leverage for their own, you know, energy system and physical body, frankly, as well. And they tend to be very receptive to that energy. So, you know, wait until you have the grand block. So after this, send me your address again, and we'll send you a grand block and wait what they say then.
That'll be interesting. But it's also been interesting too to put my tennis racket in it. So did you know that Khalil Rafati, who I've had on my show before, who runs the Sun Life Organics in Malibu and Austin and few of the hot spots around the U.S. There are these fantastic juiceries. When you go there, if you look behind the counter, they all have a quantum block and they charge up all their smoothie ingredients in the quantum blocks before they make like their, you know, billion-dollar bowl and acai bowls and dragon fruit bowls and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very aware of that. So they've purchased 18 or 19 customized infinity blocks by now because they needed to be bigger than the regular ones just so that they can fit in multiple smoothies at the same time and all of that. So yeah, I'm aware of that and it's absolutely cool. And yeah, so he's been a pioneer in that sense, right? And now we're actually playing catch up with research, and you may appreciate that. I'm not sure if you've heard of this, but so the block technology is able to improve water in no time, right? That's what the Emoto Institute proved. You know, within 3 minutes, even in the weakest device we had, it was able to improve water better than anything else they've ever tested before. So it basically structured the water to its optimal form in just a few minutes. And since about 14 months now, the Emoto Institute has been an exclusive reseller for Japan because they wanted to bring those products to Japan, which they've never done before with any other product line ever. But now this has been taken a step further because a lot of people out of the community reported when they're allergic to certain substances, and when they charge these substances in the infinity block or, you know, the grand block, the travel block for about 4 minutes, they don't have an allergic reaction. We proved that even live on stage at a big conference in front of over 100 people, where I think that was Todd Shipman, because he's allergic to crab meat. That's one of the things he's allergic to. They put crab meat in his left arm
I mean, they put crab meat in it. I mean, like they injected crab meat
with a derma roller. Yeah, with the derma roller. That was actually Ian Mitchell doing that. Oh. I mean, Todd agreed to do this, right? So we didn't force it or anything. He actually suggested that because he found out that he can charge it and then have no allergic reaction anyway. So they put the crab meat then in the infinity block live on stage, and after a few minutes took it out and put it in his other arm, no allergic reaction. We've heard this from so many different people, including gluten sensitivities and all that, that now there's a clinic in Munich that has been doing research in that regard. They have a $50,000 device with which they can test stress responses and allergy responses of the human body to various substances. Hmm. And they've been able to show in a pilot study that no matter what they tested, whether that was gluten, lactose, or anything else, the block was able to reduce the allergy response by 65 to 95%, which is quite massive. And they've even shown that with sugar, you know.
You mean like a lower glycemic index in response to sugar? Because I wear a continuous blood glucose monitor. I could try this.
You could definitely try that, but that's not the device that they use. They have a different device that looks at the overall stress response of the human body. Like how does the whole system and the pancreas, for example, how does the pancreas react if I eat sugar? Right. Hmm. So, and then there's usually a lot of work. It's having a sort of detrimental impact. Right. But I love sugar, for example, you know, not pure sugar, but I love good chocolate, for example. I always charge it now in the blocks. But disclaimer, if you have allergies or food sensitivities out there, don't try this at home yet because we don't have enough data yet. We have a lot of data, but it's not enough data because there's so many different cases and substances. But I hope that by the end of this year, we have a clear guidance that we can provide. For example, if you charge it for 4 minutes in the block, your bread, you have gluten sensitivity, then your allergy response reduces by 65 to 95%. That would be a good guidance to give. But at this point, we're not as far. But it's all looking very, very promising.
Yeah, don't take your kid with an anaphylactic reaction to peanuts and put a spoonful of peanut butter in the quantum block, then feed it to them after listening to this podcast. I suppose theoretically you could rub a little peanut into their arm with a derma roller or whatever. But that's interesting exactly. too. I'll have to try it with ice cream because, you know, modern dairy-based ice cream basically gives me diarrhea. So maybe I'll try charging up a bowl of ice cream and see if I do or do not wind up on the toilet a couple hours later. So that's interesting too that you say about structured water. You can structure water a lot of different ways. You can structure it with sunlight or an infrared light panel. You can structure it with a pour-through device. With a structured water filter, you can structure it with crystals, like some of these water bottles have crystals embedded in them. And you can structure it with energy, very similar to photonic-based energy from sunlight. You can charge up the water with these type of frequencies as well. And I've just talked a lot about water with my dad and my brother, the Greenfields, Gary Greenfield and Zach Greenfield, because they have a structured water filtration company. And so they've kind of nerded out on all the different ways to structure water. And certainly can be useful for that. And, you know, I mentioned crystals, preferably spelled with a K. If you're cool and you're an alternative healer or you live in Sedona, you can't spell crystals with a C. But that same guy, Khalil Rafati, also has crystals all over his Sun Life Organics place based on the frequency that crystals produce, which is kind of interesting because from what I understand, it's also kind of like a quantum field energy. But I wanted to ask you, based back to the quantum field topic, on this David Hawkins scale, you said something like you can calibrate these to the David Hawkins scale. And I guess the best visual for this, if someone hasn't read the book or seen his scale, is you've got like peace at, I don't know, 1,000 or love at 900 or anger at 100 or whatever. I don't remember the exact values, but do you know the units that he's actually using in that? Because you said it wasn't hertz. Is it just like a random number or what kind of measurement or unit of measurement is he using when he or you are talking about frequencies like that and giving them a numerical value or a scale?
Yep. So it's not hertz, it's literally vibration, and it's and he calls it consciousness level, right? And you could also call it vibration. It doesn't really matter. And so the low vibrational, low consciousness states, as you mentioned, are something like anger, guilt, shame, right? And you find those in the low, like 100, 200, 300 range. Then you go into the level of reason, I think, which is around 400. And then you have the level of unconditional love, which is 500. You go into joy, 540. And then you move into the enlightenment zone, basically, which is sort of like a stretched zone. And after defining the scale, then with his advanced kinesiology methods, he was able to basically calibrate for a specific person or for a location. Where does it vibrate on this scale? So you have that scale, and then you basically test out, where does that vibrate?
What are you testing it with?
So he used always muscle testing, which is kinesiology. But you can't just, muscle, this is how it works. Okay, I'll do this. I tested. No, that's not going to work. Like, you have to be advanced.
It's not going to give you a frequency either, right? Like, it's going to give you a qualitative reaction, but that's not a numerical value.
No, but if you have a scale from 0 to 1,000 as an example, then you can ask the question. So this location, on which level between 0 and 1,000 does it calibrate? And you can calibrate. If you're advanced in this, you can absolutely do that. And then usually you use multiple different kinesiologists that are expert, and they all come out with the same result. There's actually also the method of just seeing that. You don't even need to use the muscle testing. That is more for people that can't really see it. There's not so many people that can actually, they know it instantly, but you can use the actual technique of muscle testing. Dr. David Hawkins, for example, I think he calibrated millions probably of different different levels. Like, he was just a constant muscle tester.
It still sounds kind of imprecise. Do you think that there will ever be a tool developed where you could just literally take, I don't know, vitamin D capsule, not to kick that horse to death, and literally test it somehow, like test the actual quantum energy and get a scale that's more precise, more quantitative, lends itself better to research, and is a little bit more definable than David Hawkins scale?
I think so, yes. I don't know how long it will take. It will definitely take some time, because stuff like that is not easy, because it's not been the narrative. It's not been the focus, right? You know, there's lots of tools in regards to electricity and magnetism and what have you. But really, quantum energy is, while ancient and always, it has always been here since the beginning of existence, right? It is still something that's sort of new and cutting edge at the moment, right? And then it takes time to develop other tools and scientific methods.
It's not new and cutting edge. You mean the awareness of it and the awareness of its benefits are new, but quantum energy itself isn't new.
Exactly. Quantum energy has existed since existence, basically, or it's always been there. But indeed, now you have technology that you can leverage to optimize your physiological well-being, for example, but in to develop now also tools to measure that exact field strength and the Hawkins levels, for example. I think that will take several years if someone really were to work on it. And I hope people are working on it. I know of a group actually in Europe that is working on a tool like this. And we'll see. That'll be very interesting, because then literally everyone at home can do these tests.
Yeah, obviously it took a massive amount of energy for this planet to come into existence. And, I like to think that, God wound up a giant ball of this Qigong-based energy and just unleashed it. And now the quantum energy that's just scattered about the universe in between every single particle, subatomic particle that exists, is still vibrating with that energy, even though we haven't yet found a way to quantify it in the same way that we haven't yet found a way to quantify God. And that's a whole topic for another day, perhaps. Although if you want to read the book Quantum God, it'd probably be a pretty good introduction to the intersection between quantum physics and spirituality. So, Philip, we've alluded a few times to this quantum upgrade system. I think I've got my head wrapped around the energy, the delivery of the energy. But is this system, like when I go to the website and I say, okay, I want you to bombard my house with David Hawkins scale of 900 during the day, give it a boost of 1,000 at 7 a.m. in the morning, and then kind of wane it off at night so there's not too much energy around the house, or do this to my car or to my pet or to my freaking phone. I mean, there's a bunch of different options on there. Is this like some kind of a satellite you've got in a location somewhere that's sending these frequencies based on someone's receiving address or location, or how's it actually working from a technical standpoint?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And it doesn't work like the typical broadcasting works, like where you have an antenna and then you send that energy like to someone. It actually works in a different way, where we're not sending anything. We're just connecting the unique identifier of the object or of the person, because you can actually have the quantum upgrade for yourself. That's what all the professional athletes do, for example, because that's the most advanced quantum upgrade you can actually get if it's for yourself, because then you're not just like in the energy of the home interacting. You're actually literally having that. It's as if you are in the field, and that's what we're doing. So we use this unique identifier, which is, you know, for a car, it would be the VIN number, for example. For the home, it would be the exact physical location, the address, right?
Do you ever get concerned about like security breaches? I mean, you got a whole database of people's VIN numbers and home addresses. Like, is this secure?
I mean, you know, like, I think much more insecure is if you run a bank or T-Mobile, for example, with 35 million data sets, right, where you have that. So we're not that big. So it's way easier for us to secure all of what we do. And we work with one of the top cybersecurity firms in the nation together to actually protect all of that data. But then what's very important is, you know, what cannot be hacked is the system itself. The quantum upgrade system itself cannot be hacked because it's an analog system. No one could ever hack it. It's literally impossible. And so no changes could ever be done by anyone in that regard. There's nothing that could be added or changed. So that's the beauty of it. It's literally analog. There's no way it could be changed. But coming back to the original question, so if we have that unique identifier, we literally place it into this super powerful source of quantum energy.
Who does? Like at your house, or like at your guys' offices, or something like that?
We have it in two different locations in the world, and we'll probably have it in three different locations at some point. You know, also for security reasons, it is in multiple locations. But yeah, so then you are literally in the field. That is the you know, little bit what the quantum entanglement physicists show, that it's possible that you don't have to send something there. You literally connect the unique identifier to that, and then you're in the field. And as soon as, and then the beauty is with the quantum upgrade, you can say at any time, I want to pause it, or you want to change it, or I want to add something, whatever. If you do that, it works in near real time. Within 5 minutes, the changes will happen, and you determine that, right? Because you have a, you know, like a web application available, and you can make these changes yourself. So it's nothing we do. Like, you set it the way that you want it, And yeah, it's important that in the beginning, you don't set it to more than 500 on the Hawkins scale at night.
Yeah, I made that mistake, by the way. I just blasted it thinking more was better, and I kind of stuck with it because I was like, all right, is this placebo or what? And by night three of insomnia, I'm like, this can't be placebo. And especially as soon as I turned it down, or I turned it off initially, and then gradually scaled it back up, and I think now it's set at 500. I slept fine after that.
Yeah. Yeah. And so the cool thing is you totally realize that it's there, right? So that's a cool thing. And then you just adjust it to the levels. And what we always tell people, use the default levels, at first. And then there's nothing you do wrong. You're not going to have insomnia. You're not going to have extraordinary detox effects or any of that. Like, it'll be totally actually great and harmonious. But then people certainly want to try at some point to set a booster and all that. But after some time, you get really used to it. You really adapt well, and you work with this energy. And then you can also get to these higher levels relatively quickly. And setting those boosters is a really cool thing to do. So we need to set you up for the U, actually, so that you can try that. And then you can, when you have a tennis match, you set your booster, and you may choose a specific frequency that you like. and you'll be extra supported. You know, we have multiple professional athletes, like world champions. Like we have a 7 times a medalist of the X Games and other folks that are using our tech. One of the top pole vaulters in the U.S., they use that because they can get the extra juice in. Because as a top athlete, what do you want, right? You want to have the bad days better. And if you have a good day, you want also that to be a little bit better and to be in your full presence and have extra juice, your cells working optimally. That's kind of what you want. And you can do a lot of things, of course, right? I mean, supplementation, be in general good health, ice baths, all that kind of stuff, and keep doing all of that, right? Because we're not saying this is replacing that. It's adding to it. And that's kind of what it does.
Yeah. Hey, if a random professional pole vaulter uses it, it must be good. I'm just pulling your leg, man. So anyways, your homie, Ian Mitchell, being from New Orleans, might be a better guy to ask this question too. I thought about this the first time I interviewed you, and you said you could put a photograph of somebody inside the block and they'd feel the effects. You ever get accused of voodoo magic or anybody raise an eyebrow at this stuff and say it's just kind of unprovable spooky action?
No, because it's 100% demonstrable, verifiable, and repeatable. And it's certainly not placebo either, just because those studies have all been placebo controlled, randomized, double blind or single blind. So from that standpoint, very easy to say, and certainly not voodoo anything, because voodoo implicates really that it's something negative you can do with something. And that is the beauty about the block technology. And that's actually nothing we did, because it's a 100% natural quantum energy field that we work with. And that's what's important to understand. And the nature of this field is to harmonize anything that's destructive or harmful to life and to consciousness. That's just the nature of the field. So now, if you can indeed take a picture of someone and put it in the block, and then they'll be in the field. You cannot take 2 pictures of people and put them inside or more, because then you commingle energies, and that would not be good, because
of course
everyone has their own energy field, and you want everyone to have their own energy field, not be commingled in any way. But if you were to use, let's say, a fear frequency or like a herbicide or pesticides or like a death wish or, you know, whatever you can think of in terms of voodoo, and you place it in there, you know what happens? Instantly, it's harmonized and it's neutralized. It doesn't exist as an information in the field, because that's the nature of the field. It neutralizes that, because otherwise, frankly, we could have also not released the blocks, because then indeed it could be used for nefarious purposes, but it cannot. And that's the beauty of it. But again, I don't want to take the credit for that, because that's really nature that created the field like that. We were just able to harness it and concentrate it.
Yeah. So use a selfie, not a group wedding photo, folks. If you try this out for yourself, you know what we ought to do,
please,
Phil, is try it on my dog. I know you have a frequency on there for the dog, because my dog has copious amounts of energy, and I want to see if he barks even louder if we load him up with the frequency. So that's what I want to do the double blind experiment on, is don't tell my dog he's getting it. Don't tell me what frequency you put it on. Charge up my dog, and I'll let you know if I notice anything. And we'll see if little Dasher's head explodes or not.
Well, yeah, well, and of course you're saying this in a funny way, but indeed be mindful with that, right? Because certainly, you know, if a living being, you and I know that you said it in a funny way, but for some people out there that may have not understood it that way, just don't crank it up.
Yeah. In that case, it might be considered voodoo magic. Yeah. Yeah. Don't use this for nefarious purposes, people. It's great power and responsibility in your hands once you have this quantum upgrade login and password at your fingertips. So that's a good point. Hey, I know we're starting to run short on time here. This is super intriguing, though. It's really helped me wrap my head around some of these concepts and answer the questions people ask me on the elevator about my necklace or about this block on my kitchen counter. But before I let you go, how does this actually work? People go to the website and they just sign up and they select what they want to charge themselves up with?
Yes. So first of all, for everyone out there, it's quantumupgrade.io and use code BEN15. So BEN15, and you'll get 15 days for free. And so then you can just pick one of those quantum upgrade services, basically, which I recommend do the one for you. It's called the Field for You or the Quantum Upgrade for You, because that is the one that is the deepest and most comprehensive one for you personally. And so you'll be able to set it for yourself. You'll be able to run with it for 15 days, basically. And again, go with the default levels at first, maybe the first 2, 3, 4 days, then start using the boosters. And the booster is always like 30 minutes. It's very easy once you signed up.
Yeah, I got mine turned on for 7 a.m. Like I mentioned, I get my booster frequency.
Yeah, and so it's basically my account. You know, usually people use it on their phone, which I recommend. So we don't have an actual app. It's a web application for a reason. We asked the community if they wanted an app, and they said no. With all Apple banning anything that's like not mainstream, just don't even go there. And so we have a nice web application. So you open that on your phone, then you log in, you say, remember me, and then basically it stays open all the time and you can get in and out really quickly. A very important thing is, like, once you've signed up, you need to go into your subscription, set your time zone, and click update. And then within 5 minutes, it actually starts. That's kind of what we set, that people need to just put their time zone in, because it's sort of important, because if you're in Europe, but you set it on the time zone in the US,
yeah,
then you may get your nighttime values.
Right. You'll get your booster at 3 a.m. Yeah, I get it. That makes sense. So it's all pretty intuitive. I set it up myself, and I'm kind of a Luddite with a lot of this stuff, and it was pretty intuitive. So quantum.io, and
quantum upgrade,
there's a code people can use. What you said was Ben15?
Ben15, correct. Oh, yes.
That is good to know. I wouldn't have known that. My team's also always up to some sort of stuff behind the scenes. I'm glad you're aware.
Yep.
Okay, so Ben15. All right, and what I'll do, because people might want to hear our first podcast, because we also covered some cool uses in terms of like transfers of energy and some different ways to use supplements and ways to charge up different objects in our first podcast about that quantum block and about some of the clothing items and stuff. So if you want that episode too, go to bengreenfieldlife.com/quantum upgrade, and I will put I'll put that one in there also. So in the meantime, Phil, it's been intriguing and kind of weird as usual, but I wouldn't expect anything less from you. So thanks for doing this, man. And I've got all sorts of new experiments I'm going to try now with the quantum stuff.
Well, thanks so much for having me on. It's been a pleasure. And thanks for everyone watching, listening. And yeah, so then the only other thing is, after this, send me your address so that we can send you a grant block. And have a great time, all right, Everyone.
All right, folks. I'm Ben Greenfield, along with one more stab at this, Philip Von Holtzendorf-Failing, signing out from bengreenfieldlife.com/quantum upgrade. Have an amazing week.
More than ever these days, people like you and me need a fresh, entertaining, well-informed, and often outside-the-box approach to discovering the health and happiness and hope that we all crave. So I hope I've been able to do that for you on this episode today. And if you liked it, or if you love what I'm up to, then please leave me a review on your preferred podcast listening channel, wherever that might be. And just find the Ben Greenfield Life episode. Say something nice. Thanks so much. It means a lot.
In compliance with the FTC guidelines, please assume the following about links and posts on this site. Most of the links going to products are often affiliate links, of which I receive a small commission from sales of certain items, but the price is the same for you, and sometimes I even get to share a unique and somewhat significant discount with you. In some cases, I might also be an investor in a company I mention. I'm the founder, for example, of Keon LLC, the makers of Keon-branded supplements and products, which I talk about quite a bit. Regardless of the relationship, if I post or talk about an affiliate link to a product, it is indeed something I personally use, support, and with full authenticity and transparency, recommend in good conscience. I personally vet each and every product that I talk about. My first priority is providing valuable information and resources to you that help you positively optimize your mind, body, and spirit. And I'll only ever link to products or resources, affiliate or otherwise, that fit within this purpose. So there's your fancy legal disclaimer.